This is a podcast download exclusively from Sonic 102.9.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast for NorQuest. NorQuest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca.
The Garner Andrews Show to go.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher, Teddy Peterson. A Colombian man who is just 27 inches tall has been named the shortest man in the world. Immediately following being crowned world's shortest man, Edward Hernandez said, "Who farted?" Now silence. Silence, they say. For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pant load of Garner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
Oh, thank you very much, little buddy. Teddy Peterson, Garner Andrews Show studio usher since January 1940 and now officially the world's second shortest man. Sorry about that, Teddy.
It's gas to go from Sonic 102.9.
Garner, I got a question for you.
Hit me.
I was listening on the program the other day and you did your cat math. How does that all work?
Cat math.
Cat
I can't
math.
Believe.
I know it's not the greatest topic, and you're kind of a little bashful about your talents, but
well,
how does that work?
I can't believe how many people have asked me about cat math in the last week and a half. It's a gift.
It's an interesting talent.
Well, you just ask people a few questions. You kind of, I get a vibe. I get a cat vibe off people, and I can tell. Just how many cats they have. I don't know what it, it's sort of like asking asking a savant how how he knows how to play classical piano when he can barely function in society. So
you're a cat savant, a cat math savant.
I am a cat math savant is what I am. Yeah. Why were
probably
you
one of a kind.
But you'll still notice that the people that I pull cat math on rarely, if ever, are they impressed with the fact.
Cat math me? I've never heard you cat math a guy.
No, I cat mathed a guy a couple of weeks ago on the show.
Oh, did you? Did you nail it?
Yes, I did. And the thing is that, pardon me, I'm sorry, I got to keep clearing my throat here. The thing is, though, is you have to own a cat. You can't call in and go do cat math on me, and then I screw it up, and you go, wrong, I got zero cats.
Oh, no, I own cats.
Okay, well, you have to be able to, you have to have cats. And do you live above or below the ground?
It's a split level, so both.
Okay. You don't wear glasses, do you?
No, but I should.
Yeah. When was the last time you visited a public library?
I'd have to say about 2 months ago.
To use the computer or to get a book?
I was actually there with my fiance's brother.
Okay. Because if you would have said to use the internet, that's an automatic 11 cats. But if you were just there to get a book, go 2 cats, no deductions. You have 2 cats.
That's awesome.
Did I get it?
Yeah. 2 cats, 4 dogs, and 2 birds.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, so are you at least impressed with cat math?
That's pretty impressive.
Okay.
To go from Sonic 102.9.
Yesterday, you were giving people flack for wearing sandals to the mosh pit.
Yeah, I just think that's a horrible idea, especially after that guy told the story of what he witnessed in the mosh pit at Sonic Boom, where he saw a girl just in the middle of everything, just squat down and, really.
But you see, I experienced a mosh pit barefoot experience, and it really wasn't that bad. Like, I took my little brother to his first concert. We went to Warped Tour this year.
Uh-huh.
And me, being the idiot I am, I had shoes in my car, and I thought, oh, I'll just go change midway through, forgetting there's no re-entry. And so there I was in my flip-flops, and I said, I got to show this kid how it's done. I took my flip-flops off, set them beside the pit, and just went in there completely barefoot. And I came out of it all right. It didn't, maybe it's just so much adrenaline flow and you just didn't feel it.
Yeah, it's like walking on hot coals. Adrenaline, yeah. You don't feel it. I'm not even, see, this is the sad part for me is, and I'm not an over-the-top germaphobe. I don't like germs. I don't go licking handrails on escalators and stuff like that or stripper poles. But to me, the thought of walking around in a mosh pit where people may or may not have peed and puked and done God knows what, I don't want that on my feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't go walking through a farmer's field barefoot, but the mosh pit typically is a pretty, you know, not so bad place. I mean, there's a lot of sweat dripping down there. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, realistically, how many times do we hear of somebody dropping trowel and just doing their business in the middle of the pit?
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever heard of that, and I was shocked.
Yeah, my jaw hit the floor. I was like, that's just wrong.
You know, hang on. Thanks for the call, Mike. If that was a guy that did that in the mosh pit, how quickly would you have been arrested and tossed out of there?
Podcast Sonic.
I just wanted to phone to say that's exactly the reason what you guys were just talking about, why I don't go to things like that anymore.
Because
people are disgusting. They have no manners. This isn't civilization, let me tell you.
Well, hang on. Is this Ruth?
How could you tell?
I just thought I could recognize your voice. Look, you, Ruth, you've walked through worse when you've gone to a hockey game or a football game in your sandals. Trust me. But
yeah,
you wouldn't.
I'm not big on that either.
You wouldn't walk around Commonwealth Stadium in bare feet, though, would you?
Oh, no.
And after, you wouldn't have gone barefoot in the mosh pit at Sonic Boom had you seen what I saw at the end of the night. Once everybody cleared out of there, it was like I said on the air yesterday, it almost looked like a commercial jet had gone down and strewn clothing all over the place, and glasses and cell phones and shoes and pee-pee.
And that's just one day, Garner. I've been to some overnight, you know, weekend things, and it looks like a war zone when you leave.
Yeah, okay.
All the things that were left behind, and oh my gosh, anyway.
Anyway, that's how you anyway your way out of a phone call. You just say anyway and then hang up. Yeah, every now and again you'll see that person too that wears bare feet in the public washroom, like when you're camping or at a beach or something like that. You go, oh, who's with you? Put something on your feet.
Hi, Garner, what's up?
Oh, nothing, just trying to eke out a living.
Me too.
Yeah, who is this? Or are you Mosh Pit Pee Pee Girl?
I am not Mosh Pit Pee Pee Girl, but I maybe know someone who was.
Oh.
But they'll kill me if I, like, say anybody, like, a name or anything.
Well, don't say a name, but we're starting to create a backstory for this person now. Only child, her parents stayed together. Her parents were very happy, and they kept telling her she was number one. She could do anything she wanted in this life.
Well, I may be related to this girl, so, like,
this
I
is
don't
good.
Know if I... Well, we'll just say she's my sister.
So,
and we'll just go with that. She was not in the Sonic, so it's okay.
Okay, but she was at Sonic Boom, right?
Yeah, we were going to do the barrier the whole day.
Uh-huh.
And I managed to stay up there the whole day. I talked to someone about this earlier. They named me the queen of Sonic Boom. I was pretty impressed.
I know what your name is.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I saw you on the Facebook. Now that I'm on Facebook now, yeah.
We talked about McDonald's Dream Team, too.
Oh, that's you. Oh, so that was your sister from the McDonald's Dream Team that may have relieved herself in the mosh pit then. Now, hang on just a second here.
Okay.
She talked to the security guard and said, hey, security guard, I really need to hit the can. Can I go over this fence and then you let me back in again? And, of course, he said no. And she decided at that point that, well, I'm not giving up my spot right here on the rail for Rise Against. So she decided that was what she needed to do.
It was actually a bit earlier than that. I told her no caffeine. And she said, well, I'm just going to have an ice cap, a large ice cap.
Uh-huh.
So by the time, I think it was Winter Sleep came around, she said, well, I'm just going to try this, and then if that doesn't work, then I'll leave. So she tried it, and she ended up leaving anyways, but she stayed for, I think she stayed for Winter Sleep after the incident in the mosh pit.
So she did go in the mosh pit, right?
Yeah. I think it was like a half thing, though. I don't think she did the whole thing.
Oh, see, now listen, that's what, guys... Every now and again, the girls get upset with the guys because we were born with the sweet hookups, like I was saying before, like easy access. But the girls, you guys can stop that freight train. The guys, once that train leaves the station, it's going to go down that track until, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she just sort of, it was like you have a rain barrel on your house and it's overflowing, so you tip some of the rain out of the rain barrel, but you don't dump the whole barrel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did she get back into the mosh pit after that?
She was further back. I think she did some crowd surfing and
mm-hmm. Okay.
Found some guys.
How do you and your sister get along?
Oh, we're best friends.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Is she going to be upset that you talked and told the story on the radio?
I don't know if I'll tell her that I told.
Yeah, somebody will tell her.
It's a Sonic podcast.
I heard you talking about someone relieving themselves in the mosh pit.
Yeah.
About 1.5 million years ago, when I was like 16, I went to an outdoor concert, and I stepped in someone's poo. Yeah, I was barefoot in the mosh pit, and...
Oh.
Yeah.
I would have gone directly to the hospital. You'd be like, amputate it. Amputate it.
Yeah, it was pretty gross. Like, I was jumping up and down. I thought maybe someone dropped a hot dog or something. I didn't know. And I was jumping up and down, and I looked, and I was like, oh, my God.
Did you?
It was disgusting.
There's nothing in the world that could make me feel better about that. Like, I would have had to go directly home. I don't care if Led Zeppelin, the Beatles, they brought Nirvana, they brought Kurt Cobain back from the dead, and they were going to headline, and beer was only 50 cents, and every beer came with a free hot dog. I don't care if that was all coming up. I would have laughed.
Yeah, it was pretty gross.
Did you ride it out?
Yeah, I did, because it was my first outdoor concert, and I didn't want anything to spoil my fun, but it was pretty gross. Because me, like, I can handle anything else, blood, vomit, anything else, but poo, I'm like a wreck.
Yeah.
I'm like gagging.
You're like, how come none of the boys want to make out with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on. If that was officially the worst segment of radio in Canada this week.
Podcast Sonic.
Hi, Garner.
Hello.
It's Karen here.
Hi, Karen.
About stuff left behind after concerts and that.
Yeah.
I saw a show once, and it was based on something like that, like the strangest things found. I think it might have been somewhere like Grand Central Station or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking prosthetic limbs.
Yeah, I don't know how you accidentally...
How do you not know? Hey, you know what? Where's my leg? Dude, you see my leg?
Yeah.
Like, how do you not know you don't have your leg?
Oh, my God. We walked halfway to the train, and I just realized I forgot my leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. But, yeah, relieving yourself in a mosh pit, that's wrong.
Yeah, well...
It's wrong on a lot of levels, but in a way, no offense to men, you just have easier access to the, you know, merchandise you need to perform that duty.
Well, like I've always said...
I'm guessing perhaps not a lady, but
the thing is that we were born as a man. This is why it's great to be a man. We were born with the sweet hookups.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
it's just convenience.
But if it was a guy that did that in the mosh pit, he would have, first of all, he would have been beaten senseless by other guys around him, and then he would have been arrested.
Right, and a girl, everyone's just looking, going, is she? No, she's not. She is.
Yeah.
She did.
I'm not grossed out by, I don't think it's a great idea. I think it's a little bit disgusting, but I'm not like, oh, black disgust. If I would have seen that, I would not have been grossed out. I would have been the guy going, I want to find out what makes her tick.
Oh, no kidding.
I need to know where you come from. I need to know just how many millions of times your mommy and daddy told you you were number one and you could do whatever you want.
Be thankful she was number one and not number two.
Yeah, that's a good one. Let's go out on that.
Like what you're hearing here? Check out the Wayne Mitchell Podcast, Sonic's Afternoon Guy. Download it for free at sonic1029.com.
Peyton, what's going on?
Oh, I went to a fish fry last night.
Yeah?
Incredible.
A fish fry?
Yeah, I met these people from Idaho,
mm-hmm.
Super outdoorsy type, and they've seen probably more of Alberta and interior BC than I have in my entire lifetime. They've been here for like a week, Yeah, they went to up by Kennemat, I guess.
Yeah.
Caught like a 45-pound salmon fly fishing. I don't even think that's possible, but it happened.
What'd they use, a shotgun?
I don't know. Is that legal?
No. Surprisingly enough, it's not. Yeah. But one day when I get an outdoor show, when I get a fishing show, that's what we're going to do. We're going to hit. We're going to hunt and fish. We're going to fish with shotguns. Does anybody watch fishing shows? I have a feeling that the same people that watch fishing shows are the same people that you see at the back of the Sears store, upstairs and at the back of the Sears store, back by the payphones and the washrooms and that restaurant you didn't even know Sears had. And every now and again, you stumble into that strange, far-off world where no one ever goes, and you see people sitting in that restaurant, and you go, who are you people, and where do you come from that you'd be eating at the back of a Sears store? And I think these are the same people that get up at 5 on Sunday mornings and they watch the fishing shows. Do you agree?
I don't know. I used to watch the Bob Azumi, like, not yeah. even on purpose, but, like, if I was too lazy to change the channel, yeah, like, once in a while.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you buy yourself a TV that comes with a remote control, and that never happens again.
This is the Garner Andrews Show. To go. Like, get the hell out of here.